This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music.
Thank you.
from 2003 album You've Stolen My Heart, songs from Adi Berman's Bollywood. That was Aisha Bosley and the Kronos Quartet performing Dum Maro Dum, or as it translates, Take Another Toke. The song first appeared in 1971 Bollywood movie Hare Rama Hare Krishna. Music by Adi Berman, lyrics by Anand Bakshi, and sung by Aisha Bosley. The song's about kids smoking pot to escape reality, and it caused such a furore that the Indian government tried to have the movie banned. In 2026, Dum Maro Dum is a beloved Bollywood classic. Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 163 of The Joy of Classical Music. And this week, it's an hour of music that bridges the musical traditions of the West and the Indian subcontinent. Besides Adi Berman, there's music from pianist-composer Michael Harrison's recent album, Evening Light, Raga Cycles 1, and our featured work is This Love Between Us, Prayers for Unity, a 2023 choral work by composer Reena Ishmael. A student of both Western and Indian music, Ishmael wrote Tarikita for the Urban Voices Project, a choir made up of people who live or have lived homeless on LA's Skid Row. Based on lessons she'd given the choir about Indian rhythm, the vocals emulate the sounds of the Indian drum, and she describes the result as something like a scat would be in jazz. Ecstatic, energetic, rhythmic music that feels good on the tongue. Here's the Oxford Choir. Composer Michael Harrison studied music in India and was the co-founder and president of the American Academy of Indian Classical Music. He designed and built the harmonic piano, a grand piano with the ability to play 24 notes per octave, and he co-founded Forst Harrison Pianos, one of the largest piano restoration firms in the United States. On top of this, he was the only person authorized to perform Lamonte Young's six-hour-long magnum opus and era-defining The Well-Tuned Piano. And I'm speaking in past tense because Harrison died in April. Evening Light, Raga Cycle 1, was released in March and was the first of an intended eight-album series in a tradition of ragas that belonged to particular times of the day: dawn, morning, afternoon, evening, and night. Raga Cycle 1 focuses on ragas associated with the early evening atmosphere, and the opening track, Water Jala, is based on Raga Yaman, an evening raga connected to tranquility, devotion, and the transition of the day. And according to Wikipedia, Jala is the fast-paced rhythmic climax performed at the end of a melodic section in Indian classical music. After that, it's straight into Mahadev, a work that evokes the qualities of the deity Shiva, the destroyer of ignorance, ego, illusion, attachment, and worn-out patterns. It is Raga Bhupali, a five-note North Indian raga with open, spacious and transcendent qualities. Harrison's piano was tuned in just in notation, and like Harrison, the album's vocalist and co-composer, Ina Philip, is a student of both Indian and Western classical traditions.
Thank you. Sure.
Legendary Bollywood film composer R.D. Burman was the son of legendary Bollywood film composer S.D. Burman. S.D. scored 100 films and R.D. scored another 300, both revolutionising the film music of their respective eras in the process. Every year, R.D. took a little break from his film work and sat down to compose and record a song for a festival called Durga Puja, Bengal's biggest religious and cultural festival. It celebrates the victory of the goddess Durga over the buffalo demon Mahishasura. It's a story about the triumph of good over evil, light over darkness, and justice over oppression. Here's Asha Bosley, the Kronos Quartet, with R.D. Burman's Smoke Rises Across the River, a song that was written for Durga Puja, 1986.
Thank you.
Ishmael's This Love Between Us, Prayers for Unity, examines the common thread of compassion and kindness that runs through many world religions and finds that the things that divide us are less than the things that bring us together, like our shared humanity. A work of seven movements, they are 1. Buddhism, 2. Sikhism, 3. Christianity, 4. Zoroastrianism, 5. Hinduism, 6. Jainism, and 7. Islam. Told through the poetry of Rumi and the Sufi tradition. Next week, it's two works by British composer Herbert Howell, his string quartet number 3 in Gloucestershire, and his magnum opus, Hymnus Paradisi. Until then, here's the Juilliard 415 and the Yale Schola Cantorum with This Love Between Us, Prayers for Unity.
Thank you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.